I'm Walt Lindela, and this is an Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Today, we hear more about Colorectal Cancer Screening Awareness Month, which is the month of March, with Renee Anderton. She's a clinical coordinator with UPHP.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cause of cancer for both men and women. Each year, almost 53,000 people die in the U.S., and 145,000 Americans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer. But colorectal cancer is preventable and detectable if found early, treatable. Research has showed that COVID-19 has caused a sharp decrease or delay in completion of many important cancer screenings, including those colorectal cancer screenings. With these interruptions and delays in screenings, the colorectal death rates have been predicted to increase. We want to encourage individuals 45 and older who are due for or have put off this cancer screening to contact their primary care provider as soon as possible to get this scheduled.
Now, this is important because of something the American Cancer Society says, right? Tell me about that.
Yeah, according to the American Cancer Society, 9 out of 10 times early treatment saves lives, and the 5-year survival rate for colon cancer if caught early is 90%.
With colorectal cancer, and how does it get started, and then why is it important to have this routine screening?
Yeah, so colorectal cancer starts with a polyp, which is a growth in the inner lining of the colon or rectum. Polyps can change over time. If the polyps are found, they can be removed because they can become cancerous. If the polyps are found, they can be removed before becoming cancerous, making this colorectal cancer one that we can actually prevent with early screening. It's really important to note that the symptoms for colorectal cancer do not appear until it has been grown and spread. So this is why routine screening is vital. You do not have to have symptoms to get a colorectal cancer screening.
With the screening, when should people start?
So guidelines to get screening were actually updated in 2021 to screen both men and women starting at age 45. The Colorectal Cancer Alliance reports about 11% of colorectal cancers are diagnosed in years younger than 50 years. So that's why that guideline was changed. Screening may begin earlier if you have any of the following risk factors. If you or a family member has had colorectal polyps or cancer, you have an inflammatory bowel disease, family genetic history may predispose you to colorectal cancer as well. It's important to be honest with your provider and talk with them if you think you may be at a higher risk for colorectal cancer.
All right, let's talk about testing and screening options then. What are some of the things that can be done?
There are multiple screening options that are available. The first common one is the colonoscopy, which I said is most common and is recommended. It's one of those that can be done one every 10 years, if negative. During that procedure, the physician can remove those polyps immediately. It is more invasive, time-consuming, and does require some preparation. Other options include a variety of stool tests that can just require a stool sample. Some can even be done at home. However, you may need to complete these screenings more often than a colonoscopy, depending on the type of test you use, annually or every 3 years. Talk with your healthcare provider based on your history and your preferences, and they can help find a colorectal cancer screening test that's right fit for you.
We're talking with Renee Anderton today from Upper Peninsula Health Plan about Colorectal Cancer Screening Awareness Month. And what are some of these other things that we should keep in mind? Very important as we look at colorectal cancer.
It's really important to do not delay screening. We don't want to wait for those symptoms to be checked. Precancerous polyps and colorectal cancer don't always cause symptoms, especially early on. If you have been putting off your colorectal cancer screening or any other recommended screening or immunization due to COVID-19, call your provider. If you're over 45 and haven't been screened, if you've been screening in the past, but you're not sure, when you're due, and if you're in one of those high-risk categories or have family history of colon or digestive diseases and are unsure to get screened, contact your provider office.
Now, this also all ties into staying in contact with your care professionals, and it's also important for it to be found early, right?
Yes. Screening helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment can be very effective and can save your life.
That's Renee Anderton, clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.